You're listening to Exploring Next, episode 281. So, have you ever tried to build an AI model but ended up with a huge bill and mediocre results?
I think we've all been there, Izzo. But what's interesting is that Claude AI just announced their advisor strategy, which claims to bring near Opus-level intelligence at a fraction of the cost.
Exactly. And it's not just about the cost. The real question is, how does it work? Boone, can you break down the tech behind this advisor strategy?
So, from what I understand, they're pairing Opus as an advisor with Sonnet or Haiku as an executor. This allows the agent to tap into Opus's intelligence without having to replicate its entire architecture.
That's really interesting. So, in essence, they're creating a more efficient way to access high-level AI intelligence. But what about the user story, Boone? Who is this for, and what market are they targeting?
Well, Izzo, it seems like they're targeting developers and organizations that want to build more intelligent agents without breaking the bank. The advisor strategy could be a game changer for industries like customer service, healthcare, and finance.
I'm giving this a solid A-. The potential for cost savings and increased accessibility is huge. But, Boone, what are some potential trade-offs or limitations that we should be aware of?
One thing to consider is the potential loss of fine-grained control when using an advisor strategy. You're essentially relying on Opus to provide guidance, which might not always align with your specific use case.
Okay, that's a great point. So, what's next? What should our listeners go research or try building?
I'd recommend checking out the Claude AI GitHub repo and experimenting with the advisor strategy using their CLI tools. You could also try integrating it with other AI frameworks like TensorFlow or PyTorch.
Adding that to the weekend project list, Boone. All right, that's all for today. Thanks for tuning in to Exploring Next, and we'll catch you on the next one.